Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, it's the MI Ice Guys, Chaz and Steph, live in the studio. We're drinking a little beer, talking about ice fishing, unfortunately not watching the best of weather. You guys, if you're anywhere within the sound of my voice, and that could be the planet Earth, know that Michigan, we're right now, especially in West Michigan, we're getting some rain. And that's kind of detrimental to our ice. But we're gonna hold our attitudes high. Our spirits are gonna be there right with it and say
we are not done.
it's gonna mean a little bit of change. We might have to take a week or two break, but I just down deep, I know that there's cold weather coming back.
Yeah, all that rain really got the edges beat up. And it flooded the lake, so the ice in the lakes has risen. So that gap between shore and the ice, there's a little stretch in some areas.
Yeah, there's a little stretch. And now, if you guys are going to go out there and do like I'm inspired to do, put your 2x6 down or 2x12, depending on how big your feet are, and put it across a couple of pieces of advice for you. Number one, if you do decide to leave it there on that piece of shore, anchor it with a lag so nobody just steals it. Otherwise, take that thing with you, because I have lost more than one 2x10 or 12. And come back and had to wade to get off. And that's not a fun way to finish out your fishing trip.
We had that happen up at Hamlin Lake to us. And we had a board across there to get across. But then the wind picked up and pushed the lake ice over. So the board dropped into the water. And we had like a 10-12 foot gap. Well, there was this floating chunk of ice in the midst of it. And it was our way too. So if you got a running start, you jumped on that piece of ice and slid across the other side, got off, and kicked it back to the other guy. And took turns, and everybody got off the ice. I mean, it's only 3 feet of water right there at the edge of the lake.
Why does this sound like a road runner, Wile E. Coyote thing?
Me, Chad, and Rocky.
Yeah, okay, that is the Looney Tunes.
Brian stayed home. He was smart.
Yeah. Well, back then his legs were shorter.
But those gills were biting, the big Hamlin ones. It was awesome.
Yeah. But, guys, you know, we've had some really awesome weeks here. I don't think we've talked to you since we did our kids' day. Steph and I had the awesome, awesome privilege of working with several Cub Scout troops. We had 52 kids, I counted, out on the ice. And I probably lost count at some point because they were coming and going and there were parents. It was awesome. We got them out there. It was a little slushy that day, but our good buddy Randy Joppy, Chili Dogs, he brought out the A game.
He was awesome.
Grilled us some dogs. He had some chili for it. He had fixings to go with it. We set up our little MIIS guy's tent, it's 10 by 10, and with the sides, give him a little shelter and stuff. He even at one point drilled a hole in there, and he was fishing too. It was an awesome day. We had those kids. We were able to equip them with some rods that K&E donated. We had some jigs from K&E. My good buddy Brian over at Schnitz Deli, if you're in Grand Rapids and you haven't been to Schnitz Deli on Fulton, you got to go have a man's sandwich. If you really think you're a man, get the big double or the Big John. The Big
Evans
John.
Double dip.
Evans double dip is one
or
of
the
my
Big
favorites.
John.
And you tell Brian that the ice guy sends you over. He'll be happy to hear it. But he saves buckets up for us so that we were able to donate a bucket to every kid. And we stickered them up with our stickers and the K&E and the Schnitz stickers and stuff. And those kids just had a blast. Our good buddies down at Al and Bob's, even though they've been in the midst of their move, donated us two big tubs of bait.
Yep.
So the kids had plenty of bait, plenty of fun.
I think all the kids got to catch fish. Oh. They all hooked a fish and got to reel them in and everything, so they had fun on those little perch out there.
It was hilarious watching you work, just coaching them every stroke of the way, jig it this way, jig it this way. All right, set the hook. Oh, it was such a fun day, and I got some great pictures, and if you haven't seen them out on the website, take a little trip on the internet and go out there and
check. We had our guy from Fox came out. And
yeah, we made Fox Channel 17 TV, all, I think, 40 seconds that made TV, but he had a blast. He was out there for about an hour filming on us, and that's a big thanks to our friendly meteorologist on Channel 17, Ty Shefsky. He's a youper.
Sweet.
And so he had come over and had a beer with me the night before and talked about stuff and popped the newsroom and said, hey, they're going to be out there with kids teaching them ice fishing. And as I told people in the interview, one of the biggest things that we really love about it is to make sure that our sport's going to last into that next generation. There's so many days these kids are just on their computers or their phones or, you know, not getting out and getting any exercise. Those kids had exercise, trudging through that slush and catching fish and eating hot dogs and running around.
Back and forth and running off and being chased by their parents. It was great.
Oh, it was such fun.
They slept good that night.
And if you guys haven't taken some kids out, whether they're your kids or nieces or nephews like my and Steph's experience or these cubs and stuff, get out there and show these other kids, you know, how much fun it is, even up through the high schoolers. Mm-hmm. They loved it. We had one mom from Rockford that brought like five high schoolers, and she had them reined in. It was pretty impressive. But Steph got them caught catching fish, and what a great time that was. Now, we've been hitting some of the other lakes around the area, pounding some pretty good catches. I know that I've got a pretty good stock of fish in the freezer now.
Nice.
Went and did my cordial visits to a couple of little old ladies that let me park in their driveways. And I'll give you guys this piece of advice again. My mom lectured me. My mom's 75. She said, you know, I live alone. I can't eat this big bag of fish. I thaw it out. I got to eat fish all week. You and I, hey, that's cool. We can eat fish all week.
Works for me.
But, you know, Granny doesn't always go for that. So what I started doing is making little Granny packs. They're just 5-6 fillets. Package them up, seal them up, and freeze them. But what I do is I deliver, like, 12 of those little packages. So that they have a meal's worth.
Yeah.
And they're individually, so they only got
one person, two
person,
three person. They can grab what they want. And they thaw out pretty quick in those small packages like that.
Oh, yeah. And so these little old ladies that let me park at their places, it's what an awesome relationship. Because what I do is I drop off fish as I'm going out. Say hi to them, remind them of my name, and I'm going out fishing today. Sorry. You know.
Rocky and Chad did that to my dad.
Yeah.
He got home, and he's like, there's three bags of fish in my door. I was like, yeah, and that's Rocky and Chad. They're out there fishing.
So, yeah, you pay it forward that way, and you give them a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And what I found the last two times, there's big gallon bag of cookies on my windshield.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, this is the best deal ever. but, you know, we've had such great ice. I mean, the quality of the ice this year.
Fantastic.
It was good. It was hard. We didn't have a lot of honeycomb, at least around here in West Michigan. I've been fishing as far, you know, almost all the way to Gaylord. This year I've fished as far south as the south side of Kalamazoo. I've fished as far east as the day I snuck over onto Sessions. So I've been getting around a bit this year and stuff, and it's good quality ice. You know, we've had a few guys that, you know, did some dumb things, and
always.
We lost a few this year, and a few guys got wet. But, you know, if you're a smart ice fisherman, you know how to do it. And we've talked safety so much, I'm not going to beat the bush again on that. But it's been a great year. And I know that K&E came out with a couple of those new jigs, and I've been just tormenting Jack with photos of them. And I've told him time and time again that that Wonder Bread is going to be the best bass lure out there because it. Now I can add pike.
And pike.
But we're going to talk about that in our next segment. But there's some wonderful jigs out there, and if you don't have a collection to show off of jigs, you're not a real ice fisherman. You got to be like Steph where you pull out. How many jigs do you figure you got in one of those folios you got?
About 150.
150. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. You know, he never saw a jig he wouldn't buy and, or 10 of. And so, guys, you know, don't lose face. I think we're going to get ice. We may have to drive up north of Steph's house a little bit to get some ice, but I think we got ice left this year.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to lock back up.
Yeah, the edges are going to come back in. It won't get as thick as it was, but it's going to be safe. It's safe enough to walk on. Maybe we might not get the quads on all the lakes we want to, but, hey, we're gonna catch some more fish this winter.
The Cthulhas will get us around.
Cthulhas Ice spikes are the way to go.
Yep.
Hey, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk about our experience off on the most recent NAIFC tournament up at Lake St. Helens in Michigan here. Steph and I, we went and we're team 22-30 now. Don't look up our scores. It's kind of embarrassing. But we're going to come back, and we're going to talk all about that. So we're the MI Ice Guys, podcasting hard water fishing in the Great Lakes State.
Guys, when you're out on the ice, do you protect your eyes? The MI Ice Guys have partnered with Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Made in America, made by hand. The thinnest glass technology for sunglasses. 100% UV protection. We love our Costas so much, we took them to Finland, to the Worlds. They allowed us to see where other people had been drilling before, protected our eyes in the blowing snow, and kept us looking good on the ice. Made in America, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Get them online, get them at a local retailer near you. Remember, tell them the MI Ice Guys sent you, and you need the best.
Hey guys, it's the MI Ice Guys, and we are back. Actually, we are just back from an NAIFC tournament. That is the North American Ice Fishing Circuit, for those of you that are not versed in the vernacular. We had such a great week. We started out the week, Jack, the tournament director, came over to your house, Steph.
Yeah, he came up Sunday night.
That's pretty awesome.
Just in time to have some bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin on my new smoker.
I didn't get any.
That you saw the pictures of and probably like, whoa, where was my invite?
Yeah, where was my invite?
Then we did chicken on the grill.
So then Tuesday night I come up and I go to Steph's house because I got to pick up the quad. I got to pick up Steph's big Outlander. And, you know, you guys that fish with quads and stuff, you know you need a good quality machine to get out there. And Steph's got a nice one. Chad's got a really nice one too. But I've just got a small one, and you know, there's days it can't get where it needs to get. And we looked at this body of water we were going to fish, and
pretty big, and you don't know what the conditions are.
Three Reeds Lakes.
Yeah, it's 1,500 acres.
I think it's a lot of water. Yeah, it's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
So I go up there and I spend the night at Steph's, and you know, Jack and I shoot the shit about a whole bunch of stuff and talking. And we load up the quad, and then on Valentine's morning, I jump in the truck and I drive up to St. Helens, and our good buddy Doug Bailey, he's a member here at Schmoe's Brewery, and he and his family have this wonderful cabin over in Merritt, and he's just getting into ice fishing. Doug is like that kid in the candy store right now. And Doug, if you're listening, I don't want to make you blush, but man, it's so much fun to watch you fish. The excitement, and you know, he's 50 years old, but he's still that excited about fishing, and I just love seeing anybody that's like that. So got up to the cabin, and then we grabbed Doug and went out fishing on St. Helens and jumped on the big old quad and went ripping around. And Steph had given me a piece of sage advice before I left. And I says, any suggestions where to go? He says, well, Chad's out there, that big damn quad with the tracks. You can't miss that.
And so it's Chris and Miguel.
So yeah, Chris and Miguel and Chad,
two tracked quads, and
the whole
you'll
lake.
See where those guys have been.
Right from the launch, I just followed them right out and tracked them right down, and oh yeah, there's some fish. Mm-hmm. So Doug and I had a good afternoon fishing. Well, what a lot of you may not understand is the lengths that some of these guys go to pre-fish. I mean, Steph, what would you say, 10 days, 11 days that Chad spent?
Oh, at least.
Mm-hmm. Driving over to Lake St. Helens, dragging his quad, putting it out on the ice, burning a tank of fuel on the quad every day, which, what is that, 3.5-4 gallons on you guys'?
Yeah.
Plus lunch, mileage in the truck, da-da-da-da, equipment lost. There's a lot of dedication to that. Plus, Chad's got his Hummingbird 360 imager out there, and he broke that, had to fix it. You know, batteries, everything that you can dream of.
Oh, yeah, you have a deep cycle battery.
You run through a lot of stuff.
You drill a lot of holes, camera a lot of holes, fish a lot of holes.
And you guys have heard us talk about our drills that we use out on the ice. Steph and I, we've adopted the laser drills. He's got the synthetic, I got the steel. But we're using 28-volt Milwaukee batteries. Now, to give you an idea, on about 14 inches of ice per battery, I can get about 80 holes. We got to St. Helens. That was 20, 24 inches of ice.
Lots of ice.
Lots of ice. And so we're chewing through it. So I'm going through battery, battery, and a half a day as I pre-fished Thursday, Friday. And then Steph came up and we pre-fished Saturday. And we're burning up some battery. I'm running my flasher battery down. I fished a lot of water. And I'm texting Steph because he was stuck at work. I don't know about you and that job. I did, well, of course, they were like wondering where I was at my job, but we fished a lot and covered a lot of water, checked a lot of water. Now, we're not like all the teams that have cameras. There were a lot of teams up there. All they do is drill holes and look through the cameras. They don't even fish.
Yeah, they'll spend the whole time just scouting with a camera, finding them, and then seeing if they're there the next day and finding more and just covering water after water after water.
Driving all over the lake. One guy drills
holes.
One guy got on the camera. And they study these lakes just passionately. And so I was trying to do it by myself without a camera, just with my Marcomel X7. And so the only way I knew really what kind of fish were there is sit down and catch some.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I caught 1,000 fish.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're all ready. We get up early, 5 a.m., drive over to the lake, load up. We're right on time. We weren't one of those late teams. We learned about late teams. They come driving up. And they're like, what number are you? Because they'd have a drawing on Saturday night about what number you line up. And if you're late for inspection and they get to your number and you're not there.
Not there. Back of the line.
And we watched more than one team go to the back of the line.
Yeah, we had to have about maybe four.
And so they're like, what?
Hey, and you know the rules. Come on.
So as soon as everybody was inspected, they turn us loose on the lake and tell us that you can't fish until 8 o'clock.
Yep. You can drill as many holes as you want. Get your flasher in the water. Go down with cameras and check things out.
Just no hook and line in the water.
Yep.
So we got out to the spot we had decided that was going to be our best chance of getting into the game. And
start gridding out our holes.
We drilled a hell of a bunch of holes, and there's Chris and Miguel right next to us drilling a hell of a bunch of holes. And they're like, you guys following us again? I said, no, you're following us. And so we get it all done. We got the flashers going. We checked, I don't know, I checked a dozen holes. Steph probably checked at least that many.
Yeah.
And a guy comes by on the thing and says, 5 minutes. And right. Pretty soon somebody hollers, it's 8 o'clock, fish. And so we start fishing. And the day before, I'd pulled out that crappie that was at least 3/4 of a pound.
Yeah, we pushed a pound. It was a nice one.
It was a nice big crappie. And I'm like,
yeah, that's what we're after.
I'm tucking it like a football in my arm because I don't want everybody to know what I found.
I could barely get to go back down my 4.5-inch hole. I'm like, man, I might have to upgrade to the 6 if these are here.
And so we're just, you know, we're doing that. I caught like 3 good crappie there. We caught some big pumpkin seeds.
Yep.
Caught a sunny, caught some gills. We're like, man, this is going to be our spot. Well, we get out there, you know, Sunday morning, gun goes off. We start fishing and jigging. Boy, the 3-inch bluegill showed up.
In force.
And I'm looking at Steph, and he's looking at me going, what are we doing wrong? We started changing stuff up, moving holes, jumping around everything, but I look over and Miguel and Chris are having the same problem.
Yeah. I'm like, so are the white sides, Mike and Billy.
Yeah. And so we're out there, and it's like, oh, man, what the hell? Then all of a sudden I hear Miguel's reel. He's got a schoolie, and it starts going squeak, 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 squeak. Miguel, I don't care what you say, that ain't a crappie. And he hauls a big old bass up, a big old largemouth right up through his 5-inch hole. I don't know. He must have squeezed that thing pretty good to get it through. A few minutes later, I'm hauling pike through the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And you got bass.
Yep. Nice big bass. I was like, man.
And that's when I took that picture and sent it to Jack. Said, maybe we should have these for bass lures. But we were supposed to turn in 8 crappie and 8 bluegill. Well, we struggled it out for the whole time. came down to the wire, and we knew that Steph's quad can do 70 miles an hour. So we fished as long as we dared. And you got to be back across that line or they start dropping pounds off your weight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite the deal. And we got across, and we were too crappie shy.
Chaz made it back in one piece.
Yeah. You've seen the pictures of us?
Hold on for dear life.
We don't really fit on that quad. I think that if we do it again next year, it's two quads. But we had such a great time fishing out there and stuff, and it was just the bite, and everybody said the bite was different from the previous days.
It definitely was for us. I was the like, weather we came find a big in, fish. Yep.
It just changed it up, and so it was quite the thing. I encourage everybody out there that you should go out and fish one of these tournaments, but please, please dedicate the time to searching. I saw a couple of teams that they just showed up and they said, oh, I'm just going to show up and fish it.
Yeah.
Follow what everybody else is doing and fish it. They were behind us in the standings by quite a bit.
It's tough. Yeah.
And so we had a wonderful time up there, and want to thank Doug again for the use of the cabin and all the hospitality of all the people that were up around there and helped out. It is such a production to see all the things that go into the weighing of it.
I encourage people to come out to the weigh-ins of those things too and just see what was caught and how the guys did. Because when you're turning in an 8 bluegill and 8 crappie bag and it's almost 9 pounds, that's an accomplishment right there. That's awesome.
That's some good fish.
Very good.
Now,
biggest
we all
crappie caught was 137.
Yeah.
That's a toad right there.
And
nice one.
We were helping out at one point when the tournament director, Jack, he says, oh, we got to get these lines rigged up for these kids camp next week. Because they did every one of these events, they hold a kids camp.
Yeah.
And they'd gone through all the rigged up poles that are donated by Lucky John. And everything that was tied up, they'd given them away to those kids that were from the St. Helens area that came out and learned about ice fishing. And that's a great thing. So then Steph and I and the Bass boys sat down. That's their last name, Bass. Don't call them Bass. They're Bass. And they sat down with us, and we had a little assembly line going, putting together poles, stringing them up with some line. And Steph and I are tying on jigs. And we tied almost 200.
Yeah, damn near. Yep.
Oh, what a day. But it was a ton of fun, and all the great stuff that goes on, the camaraderie of all the guys. If nothing else, you're going to learn
a
hell of a lot
about
fishing.
That's a different atmosphere. Yeah, you will learn a lot.
Of course, you know, Steph and I are out there in our USA suits. And we catch grief like you wouldn't believe when we pull up a little tiny fish. Then Miguel starts giving me grief because he says anybody else except a Team USA guy would have broke that pike off. I says, I wanted my jig back. Mm-hmm. He says, you get jigs for free. I still wanted my jig back.
It's a point of the matter.
And so I finessed a damn good sized pike right up through that hole and got my jig back. And threw that bugger that wouldn't count that day back down the hole.
Well, those Wonder Breads are hard to come by now.
Yeah, everybody's out of Wonder Bread. I'm not going to tell anybody. I got a few packages over here. But, you know, guys, it just reminds me that you can have so much fun in Michigan's outdoors. And I am just totally depressed when I see these kids that never get outside. And they don't go experience these things. If you've got a kid and the NIFC is coming near you, you should take them to weigh in. You should take them out on the ice on your quad and show them what everybody's doing.
Come out to one of the kids' camps.
We had a guy.
It's every Saturday.
Did that guy come talk to you? The one guy walks up to me during competition. He says, I've lived on this lake for 40 years and never seen anybody fish over here. And I'm like, we're pulling fish.
Toink.
What's your, I don't know why you guys don't fish here.
Yeah.
It looked like prime territory on the topography map to me. But there's just a really cool atmosphere around the whole NAIFC, the whole crew of the guys. Everybody seems to know everybody, and they're all pals. It's a ton of fun. So, hey, when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit about our plans for Worlds, because I know I keep getting asked every day, when do you guys leave? Where are you going? What the hell are you going to catch? Well,
lots of fish.
When Steph and I come back, we're going to tell you a little more about it, including big news about the tryouts coming out this weekend.
Hey, guys. Chaz here from the MIIs guys. I want to talk to you about K&E stopper lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10. It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff. Hey, when I'm heading out fishing, I want to grab me a couple of beers. I like to have pop top off one, and my choice is Schmoe's. Bone Crusher, Treasure Chest, Hop Knocker if you dare. Amber Teas, IPA, and Pale Ale. Grab the Brewer's Six. It'll do you well out on the ice, and you can even share with your pals. So stop by your local bottle shop and grab some Schmoe's. See you out there on the ice, guys. Drive safe.
Hey, guys, we're back. You know, Steph's sporting his MI Ice Guys hoodie, and I said, hey, you know, I wore the same thing today. So, you know, that's just another thing you can spot us around, and I always want to tell people, come up and talk to us about ice fishing. It's one of the happiest things we can talk about, and we're always happy to talk to people. You know, you see us at the seminars. You see us out on the ice. We're going to be wearing our USA stuff most of the time. Right now we're not because we're getting it cleaned to pack away.
Can wear last year's.
We'll probably be wearing last year's. So you'll see that USA. We've got three suits of USA ice now in between the two of us. Yeah. We've got our Frable, our Striker, and now the Norfin.
Yep. And the Norfin's like the warmest of the three now. Especially with the liner.
I think our HTs are still warmer.
Oh, they are, but they're not USA suits.
Yeah.
But
anyway, speaking of the World Ice Fishing Championships, it's coming upon us very quickly. And one of the things that I like to point out to people is that this is a different kind of ice fishing. We are fishing European style.
You're fishing European fish.
And one of the things that you find out about Europe and Asia fishing, especially that Central Asia part, is that, you know, they're fishing a lot of times for smaller fish because that's what's there.
And different species.
Way different species. There's this thing called a bream that is ugly. It is slimy.
It's like a crappie with a whitefish sucker mouth on it or something.
It looks like a sheep's head.
Yeah, sheep's head. Yeah, somewhere.
And it's slimy like an old catfish.
They are slimy and smelly.
Oh, it smells worse than a bullhead. But I'm telling you, it's the big fish to catch, though. And
the roach can get pretty good size, too.
When the weight is the game, you like some big fish. So everybody's been asking us, when do you leave? Well, let's just clear that up. March 9th, we will be in the O'Hare Airport waving goodbye at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to see us, you know, Steph and I will be rolling down the expressway with a few of the other Michigan boys. We do have a good contingency from Michigan this year. Not only Steph and I, Chad and Anthony.
Yep.
You know, Chad's from Scottsville area now. He lives, and Anthony lives Cedar Springs. We got Jake, who lives down in the Hastings area.
Yeah.
And then we got Uncle Captain Myron. Lives down in Brooklyn. And I think our girl Kelly Gotch is still claiming Livingston, Michigan, although she lives in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
As being, you know, that's six of us, and the team consists of five anglers, and I think we have six spotters and a couple of support people this year. So I think we're traveling 13 this year.
Yeah, about right.
And so March 9th, we're flying out to Kazakhstan. We zip off to, I checked the flights today, so I have accurate numbers. The actual in-the-air time, this does not count the
layover,
screwing around on the ground in the plane, sitting there waiting for everybody to load and stuff. It's like 7.5 hours to Germany.
Yeah.
Then it's only like 5¾ to Kazakhstan. Wind must be with us. And but there is that 7.5-hour layover in between or some silly thing like that.
I'll have a few beers.
Yes, good joyment.
And the Frankfurt Airport.
And so then we're off. Then we've got a bus ride, and I haven't got clarification on the bus ride.
It's about 4 hours.
About 4 hours. But Sean says it's a luxury bus. I've heard that from Sean before, and yeah. I'm going to...
Luxury in that country is maybe differently defined than luxury in our country.
By that time, I hope there's snacks and vodka.
Yes. He said there will be refreshments on board.
Good.
So I'm going to hold him to it.
But yeah,
if not, I'm going to break out my bag and get it out myself.
We're going to pull that bus over and do some shopping. We did that in Ukraine a couple of times.
We can pick some up at duty free in Frankfurt.
But we then we're going to be up there to the hotel. And the next morning, we're going to be off and onto the ice. Now, last year, we took a step of faith. Mm-hmm. Sean Warner, our translator and, I guess, European liaison.
Delegate, yep.
He told us, don't bring boots. We're going to have boots. And Steph and I said, all right.
Okay.
Here, we're going to take this step of faith. We didn't take boots. Said, if they don't have boots for our big feet, we're going to the bar. To hell with you.
Mm-hmm.
We got there, and we got some of the greatest boots.
Yeah, best boots.
That we've ever wore, these Norfin boots. Now, I'll tell you that Hilltop up there in Greenville sold a hell of a lot of these boots this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys down at Allen Bob, Scotty DeVries down there, has promised me, because Sean sent him a pair of those boots, and he's totally in love with them. They will be carrying them in Grand Rapids next year. But do not wait.
Get in there early.
I would go in September and start pestering Scotty about where's the Norfin boots. These things are absolutely the best waterproof.
Lightweight and warm.
Lightweight. I showed somebody the other day. I was over to the hall. And we're having beers, and I'm talking about these boots, and they're not believing me. So I go out to the truck, and I grab the boots, and I hand them the boots, a pair of boots, and they're like, oh, my God, those are light. And I said, yeah. You want me to drop the weight in half? And I reached over, and I pulled the Cthulhas off them, our spike chains, and those are half the weight. Steph and I wear size 14. In Europe, that's size 47. These guys were shocked at how light these things. You know, I got Mickey Mouses. How many years did I run those Mickey Mouses? Years.
Oh, yeah, and they weigh like 50-some ounces.
They're pounds, man.
Pounds, yep.
And so, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm a big guy. I'm built like a tractor. I don't care what my boots weigh. Hey, when I'm checking luggage, I care what my boots weigh.
Yeah.
That year we watched 20 kilometers in Finland. Started to care what my boots weighed.
That was in Mickey's.
Oh, yeah. We stomped around that lake. You had your blacks. I had my whites. Oh.
Oh, man.
But we're going to take another step of faith this year. Sean has negotiated a deal where we are getting a sponsorship from a company pronounced Nero. I don't think they really spell it like that because it is Russian.
Yeah.
And however they do it in Cyrillic alphabet, we'll get it and post it on a page when we get there. But they're getting us augers, Russian style augers
with extensions.
I hope multiple extensions.
We might need multiple.
I think, you know,
if the ice is as thick as they say it is.
I probably don't have to break out my auger, so I think my extension will go with you, so we, in case we need two extensions to get through, because we had a conference call last night for the team discussing a lot of the preparatory things. And Sean dropped the bomb on us that there is 1.5 meters of ice and growing. Now, for you guys that are not math whizzes, I calculated out what 1.5 meters is. That is 59.055 inches. In other words, 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
My little friend Lindsay, I went to lunch with yesterday and was working with her on a project this afternoon. She's not even 5 feet tall. Kelly's right about 5 feet tall. So the ice is as thick as Kelly is tall now. And we've got 3 weeks to go.
Yep.
It could be six. It could be Steph's height by the time we get there. Oh, my God, that's some ice. Now, if you guys didn't see the little video that I posted on the Facebook of MI Ice Guys about the guy that has to clear the flights like three times of chips, and then he's almost laying down on the ice to get through. That's the kind of ice we're talking about. We're going to go fish. Mm-hmm. Now, these are 130 millimeter, so five inch auger.
Yeah.
So I want all of you, in your minds, close your eyes, picture a 5-inch piece of PVC pipe that is 6 foot long, and imagine fishing through it for everything you're going to catch.
Mm-hmm.
Now twist your head around this. We're going to do it with palm rods.
I want to see you peanut a hole.
I want to see anybody peanut a hole. Now, peanuting, okay, here's a term that doesn't everybody get. Mm-hmm. Peanuting is when you put two holes that are interconnected right next to each other so that you can get a bigger fish
through the hole.
It is something that we train for, where under the rules, you have to maintain control of the fish in the line. Mm-hmm. So we carry these little gaffs, and they're about 13 inches long. Not going to work there.
No.
And you have to hook that off to like your pant leg or the bag or something so you have control of the fish while you drill this secondary hole.
There's no gaffs that long.
How are you going to keep that line that is 0.067 millimeters in diameter from getting cut as you're slopping around with a razor sharp auger?
Ain't going to happen.
This is going to be a show.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, if you hear this, I want you to bring your best lenses to zoom in on this stuff, because if this happens, this is going to be training footage forever. You know, guys, I look forward to our annual drill off that we have when we're there. We spend several days as a team out practicing on the ice. Steph and I, we go off and we do our mapping. We probably drill as many holes as anybody for the sake of taking depth and just figuring out how deep it is every couple of meters all the way around a zone so we can draw the guys a map. Because Navionics, I mean, we used the Navionics extensively last weekend in St. Helens, but there are no Navionics in Kazakhstan, baby.
Nope.
And so we have to create this map. Oh, my God. The drilling that's going to happen is just unbelievable. I think I'm going to take my little honing stone in case we got to sharpen. Hopefully the sponsor's going to give us excess blades.
Yeah.
Definitely. I got my 8-millimeter wrench. I hope that's the right size.
Exactly. We don't know. So many unknowns.
But, yeah, we're just hoping and praying this is going to go well. This could be the most adventurous time we've ever had. We've heard some things about the cuisine that we're a couple of people are a little apprehensive about. Steph and I are like, well, they're going to feed us. Good enough.
That's right. We got food coming.
And
we're adventuresome.
We're going to try a lot of things over there. But then on the 17th and 18th, so St. Patrick's Day, while you guys are just waking up, we will be just finishing our weigh-ins. Now, on St. Patrick's Day morning, if you don't go out on Friday night and pre-celebrate, you can get up and on Facebook, watch a Facebook Live of the weigh-in from the World Ice Fishing Championships and see how we do just as it happens. I know that's a very exciting thing, and a lot of people watch that on the NAIFCs. Last year, we had a couple of groups that got watch parties going, but understand, Michigan, this is 11 hours off. So when we say 3 in the afternoon, we're talking 2 in the morning to you folks.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you just want to stay up, party through. But it's going to be an adventure. And that's just the first day. And then the 18th, we're going to do it again. 3 more hours of fishing and another weigh-in. Then we have our closing ceremonies. We get it dressed up, and you guys have probably seen the pictures out there online. If not, go take a peek on the internet. Steph and I, we're wearing shirt and tie and a coat. About once, you see
once
that
a year.
Twice a year. Opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies.
That's pretty much it.
And eating the big dinner there and enjoying the time with all of our friends from all the countries around the world. You know, I've told this story before, but my mom brought it up the other day. When my birthday came along and on Facebook, she said there were so many people that were not speaking English when they wished me happy birthday. And it just goes to speak to the camaraderie that we've built over the years of whether it's our friends from Russia that offered us milk on the ice, the Mongolians that give us a bottle of Genghis Khan,
the Latvians
that, oh my, well, that's a Ukrainians. Whole thing. The Ukrainians, they're good drinkers too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we trade jigs, we trade equipment, we trade jerseys, everything else. It's an awesome time over there and stuff. Now, if you guys still have the itch to be involved in this, the tryouts for the 2019 team start Thursday.
Yep.
That's tomorrow.
Yep, Thursday. Meeting starts at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in Rhinelander.
Holiday Acres Conference Center.
Yeah. You get on usaiceteam.org and sign up now. You might still get in.
We'll take you. Come on up.
If you're leaving from Michigan, ask an MI Ice guy to see if there's a spot to ride with one of the other guys. But it is such an experience. You better be ready to drill because I heard even in Rhinelander they're talking 30-plus inches ice.
Yeah, good amount of ice up there.
So you better have some sharp blades and be ready to drill and fish your ass off because the word on the street is that there's going to be three-hour heats.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
It's going to be just a wonderful time.
It's going to be just like the world's
three-hour. For those of you guys that really appreciate listening and hearing our stories and seeing what we're up to, out on MI Ice Guys, actually, if you go to wifc.miiceguys.com, we have a special subscription deal to where you can donate us a little bit of beer money, and we will give you a password to get out there and follow our little notes from every day. Steph and I sat down. We're roommates, so we sat down to the computer every day after we get back and kind of take a summary of the day. Throw a couple little pictures in there. You know, I remember the pictures we put of the crazy stuff we bought at the party store in Ukraine one time, and some of the sights we saw, the moose in Finland. There's just a lot of cool things. I think we even put the old people swimming in the lake in Finland. There's just a lot of things that go on. It's a huge deal for us. It's such an experience. And if you want to share in that experience, you can help subsidize our little bit of our beer budget on that and help us out. But we're going to be back. Probably, I don't know, maybe we'll get another episode off before we leave, but we'll see. Depends. Steph's got time. He's going up to tryouts. I'll be at Winter Beer Fest in Grand Rapids. I got to work. Such a tough job I have.
I don't have to work.
So Steph's going to be up doing the assistant captain role on the team at the tryouts with Captain Myron Gilbert. And making sure that our boy Chad keeps himself in line. And
he will. All
everybody
the other
else
boys. I'm worried about.
So
he'll be more in line than most.
We're going to get out of here. We're going to go have some dinner. You guys have a safe time. Be very careful if you're jumping up on that ice.
Yep.
MI Ice Guys, out. We'll talk to you soon.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on miiceguys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips. And hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. It may thaw soon.